Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. Sports being brought to you here this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. Starting off this morning, taking a look at high school football action from Friday night. A game you heard here on KJAN was a Class 3A District 8 matchup as the Atlantic Trojans came up just short on the road at Harlan. Harlan squeaks out the victory 24-21 last night over Atlantic. Atlantic's last possession of the game ended with an interception that sealed the deal for the Cyclones as a back-and-forth battle, but the Cyclones able to get the close victory. Other games in Class 3A District 8, it was Winterset over ADM 16-6. Creston defeated Glenwood 42-19, and Dallas Center Grimes won a non-district matchup against Boone 45-27. In Class 2A District 8 play, Clarinda beat Shenandoah 54-21, Esac County over Pocahontas Area 33-15, Kemper Catholic over Red Oak 37-14, and Southeast Valley defeated West Central Valley 48-14. In Class 1A District 1, it was IKM Manning over AHSTW 42-9, Missouri Valley beat West Monona 34-22, Ridgeview over Otterboro Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove 20-7, Underwood a 33-7 winner over Trainer. In Class 1A District 8 play, it was Panorama knocking off Central Decatur 42-12, Madrid beat Des Moines Christian 46-14, Van Meter squeaks by I-35 28-14, it was Woodward Granger a 48-0 shutout of Southwest Valley. In Class A District 1, Audubon with a shutout as well. They win 33-0 over Maple Valley. Westwood was a 24-7 winner over Griswold. Logan Magnolia beat up on Riverside 65-7. Tri-Center a win over St. Albert 33-14. In Class A District 8 play, Bedford beat Pleasantville 33-21. Martinsdale St. Mary's all over Clarinda Academy 69-26. Earlham beat Southeast Warren 65-12, and Mount Air over Nottoway Valley 42-14. In eight-man play, District 1 action, Arweva over Woodbine 54-20. Bowyer Valley beat Kingsley Pearson 32-14. Exira EHK, another big win, 68-12 over West Harrison. And New Alfonda defeated River Valley 53-18. In eight-man District 7 play, it was Adair Casey over Murray 59-44. East Union beat Ankeny Christian Academy 68-33. Coon Rapids Bayard over Northeast Hamilton 62-8. Glidden Ralston over Guthrie Center 59-33. In eight-man District 8 play, it was Sydney with a late field goal to beat Cam 47-46. Fremont Mills was a 56-26 winner over East Mills. Stanton beat Essex 78-34, and Lennox was a 31-14 winner over Nishnabotna. That's a look at high school football scores for you from Week 5 action last night. In a Major League Baseball, it was Johnny Peralta driving in three runs, one with a go-ahead single in the 10th inning, and the St. Louis Cardinals survived an Arizona rally to beat the Diamondbacks 7-6 last night and stay alone atop the NL Central. The game came hours after the Diamondbacks announced manager Kirk Gibson had been fired. Pittsburgh won at Cincinnati 3-1 earlier Friday night, so the Pirates remain a game behind the Cardinals with two games to play. Matt Adams led off the Cardinals' 10th with a double to deep right, where outfielder David Peralta appeared to misjudge the ball. Johnny Peralta followed with a sharp single to center to score what proved to be the winning run. And there has been a potential division tie-breaking game set up for Monday night, if it were to come to that, with the Cardinals and Pirates tying for the division lead. Well, it's been a long time coming for Kansas City Royals fans. In fact, the longest drought for any professional major sports team in the United States, as Kansas City's postseason drought is now over after they clinched a playoff spot for the first time in 29 years, beating the Chicago White Sox 3-1 behind seven scoreless innings from Jeremy Guthrie. Kansas City secured at least a wild card and ended the longest active postseason drought among the major North American sports leagues. Not since George Brett led the Royals to a World Series victory over the Cardinals in 1985 had they reached the playoffs. Small market Kansas City endured more than its share of losing in recent years, but they contended into September last season and kicked down the playoff door last night. Other scores from Major League Baseball play, it was Houston over the Mets 3-1 in interleague action. In the AL, Cleveland over Tampa Bay 1-0, Toronto over Baltimore 4-2, Minnesota beat Detroit 11-4, the Yankees over Boston 3-2, Oakland beat Texas 6-2, and it was Seattle over the Angels 4-3. In the National League, Washington over Miami 4-0 in the first game of a doubleheader, and then Miami turned the tables in the second game 15-7. Philadelphia was a 5-4 winner over Atlanta. Pittsburgh beat Cincinnati 3-1. It was the Cubs over Milwaukee 6-4. Dodgers beat Colorado 7-4, and San Diego over San Francisco 4-1. In college football today, we've got a game coming up for you here later this morning here on KJN as Iowa takes their road test, first Big Ten road test of the year, as they'll pick their 3-1 record to open Big Ten play against Purdue. The Boilermakers are 2-2, and Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says that their offense is improving with sophomore quarterback Danny Etling.
Yeah, they've got a big offensive line. They've got excellent tight ends. They've got two backs that are very, very quick, and then they ran their younger guy the other day, and he's an excellent running back. So they've got a good group of receivers. They've been very, very productive and doing a good job. So they've got all the makings. It's just a matter now of putting things together and pushing forward. But I think they're making strides right now, and certainly Saturday they looked really good.
Ferentz says the Purdue defense has made some strides as well.
They've got good size up front, and they're aggressive up front. Secondary does a good job. Their scheme is not like totally out of the ordinary or anything like that. Oh, they'll throw some wrinkles at you that are if you're not alert, you're going to be in some trouble. And then they've got a blitz package, which it's pretty intricate and complex.
Ferentz says this Purdue team is much better than the one the Hawkeyes beat a year ago.
They've got a team that looks a lot more comfortable now. They've got second year with the coaching staff, so I think there's a bigger comfort level there.
Pre-game this morning is at 9 o'clock, kickoff at 11 o'clock, as Gary Dolphin, Ed Podolak, and the crew will bring you the call here today on the Hawkeye Radio Network here on KJAN. Iowa State has also been in action today in conference play. They'll be at home to host the 6th-ranked Baylor Bears. The Bears are averaging nearly 60 points per game in their 3-0 start, but ISU coach Paul Rose says the defense is only giving up 9 points per game.
Phil Bennett's an exceptional defensive coach. You really saw them rise as a defense just a year ago. Now I think they've landed. He's been there long enough where they understand what he's doing. They've recruited to it. They have confidence in what they're doing. And yeah, giving up 9 points a game in modern football is pretty dang impressive.
Rhodes says taking on the Bears is a challenge that the Cyclones look forward to.
They're the 6th-ranked team in the country. They've earned that ranking by what they've accomplished, not only in the past but this season through 3 games. You're facing a guy who I think should be the Heisman front runner. When you're facing elite players like this as well as an elite team, it should bring out the best in you. And you've got to play your best in order to have a chance to compete.
And that player that Rhodes was alluding to is Baylor quarterback Bryce Petty, and he says it'll be a tough challenge to slow him down.
I don't think anybody in college football gets the ball out of their hand quicker and from point A to point B faster than he does. Just amazing what he does with the football.
That's a 7:30 kickoff tonight. It'll be televised on Fox. That's a look at the latest sports here this morning on KJN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.